Item 18, CalNOS Ray Infrastructure Assistance Program. Approval of procurement procedures.
This one's very, very quick.
They did use an acronym for that.
Yeah. We had last month we had the replenishment program that you adopted on procurement methods, and if you remember, we set aside $200,000 for doing some work with CalNOS Rays, and said we'd get back to you this time, and so that's what's before you. We've been talking about CalNOS Rays for a number of years now. The Blueprint panel has identified as something we should need to start a fishery on, and so we've set aside this money to help remove some of the risks from the processing industry to try to develop a fishery. And so the notice says that we have $200,000. You can apply for it for 30 cents a pound for live fish in lots of 30,000 pounds. And if we get more replies back to us than the $200,000, then we'll have a lottery to divide it amongst the people that are interested. So it's very simple procedure.
Not that I don't trust Jim. Ms. McCroskey,
yes,
will this pass the test as far as all the appropriations and audit requirements? And
it's for using, it's just 28.25
to your authority found under that. I like to keep myself out of audit court.
Yes, sir, I understand. You're using your authority that's found in 28.25, 500 or 550. I'm sorry, I don't have my code book up here.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jim. Any discussion, questions?
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Jim, and it relates to the language that was in the notice. I mean, you and I discussed this some, but I just want to make sure it's clear for the record. The small business enterprise definition used by the state, some of the potential participants in this project would not meet that requirement. Is that going to be a consideration or a requirement?
Because it means that if you qualify, we want you to register, but it does not stop someone from applying, even if they are over those limits.
Okay. So it says verification of registration with the Virginia Department of Minority Business Enterprises, et cetera, will be required. If a company is prohibited from registering because of its characteristics, like if its characteristics don't meet that profile, is that going to preclude them from participating?
If I could just jump in.
Ms. McCroskey.
Yes, sir. I actually, Jim and I wrote that, and the reason is, Mr. Robbins, if you don't qualify, it's not a problem, but we have certain requirements enforced upon us as a state agency for doing business with SWAM businesses, and so we are trying to encourage everyone that we do business with who is eligible to get registered, and we have had some difficulty with folks that are eligible being registered. So if you're eligible, we want you registered. And I apologize if the language is confusing, but our intent was what I just said. So no, sir, that will not absolutely not be a consideration.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Ross, for the record, Governor Tain has made it very clear that he has one of his hallmarks, to stress the importance of opening up avenues for small business, minority business, women business, whatever. There's been some studies done to indicate that a large percentage of procurement in the Commonwealth of Virginia has not gone to these entities as it should very well go there. So that's why we are very, very cognizant of Governor Kane's mandate and attempt to do whatever we can to validate that we've done the best we can to ensure that what he wants to be done in that area is accomplished.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Not to prolong this, but I just wanted to get into the record the definition of a small business, because we're finding lots of people are small businesses who don't realize that they are. You have to, I'm going to read from the state's website that says you have to have 250 or fewer employees or average annual gross receipts of $10 million or less averaged over the previous three years. We've had lots of confusion with that with people that we do business with, but it's not and. It has to be one or the other. So,
thank you for that clarification. Matters before the commission for adoption. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you vote, before you take action on this, I'm not going to vote on this matter. One of our companies may participate in the program, and so, I'm not going to vote.
So noted.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Fox.
I move the staff's recommendations for the CalNOS rate infrastructure assistance program.
Thank you, sir. Is there a second?
I second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All abstain?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item number 19, Bluefish, request for public hearing to establish 2007 harvest quota. Stress.
Yes, sir. This is a request for public hearing. Staff is requesting that Regulation 4 VAC 20-450-10 be amended to establish the new 2007 commercial quota. National Marine Fisheries Service announced on January 30th, 2007 by letter that the coastwide quota for bluefish had been set in coordination with ASMSC's Bluefish Management Board. The coastwide commercial quota is 8.5 million pounds. The recreational harvest limit is 18.8 million pounds. Of that, Virginia's commercial quota will be 1,018,660 pounds, or 11.88% of the overall quota. This is a slight drop, but is not unusual for Virginia. We do not normally meet our quota, and we also usually we transfer it off North Carolina, New York, for instance. Staff recommends advertising the 07 bluefish commercial quota of 1,018,660 pounds for a March 2007 public hearing.
Matters before the commission.
So moved.
Sorry. Motion made by Mr. Holland to advertise staff's reported and recommended commercial quota for bluefish. Second. Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Griss. Last is failure to report commercial harvest. Ms. Iverson, good afternoon.
You have one harvester before you, and that's John T. Johnson, and he is present. So if I can just go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Please proceed.
Present his case. Mr. Johnson has been a habitual offender for not reporting his harvest over the last multiple years, starting in 2002. He has not reported on a regular basis, or he has reported delinquently, consistently. He was asked to come to the last commission meeting in January, and he was unable to come. He wasn't present, so you all suspended all licenses at that time until he appeared. He gave me a call on January the 30th and told me that he had some health issues that didn't allow him to be present, and he's gotten all his reports in the office. To date, he is current for 2006 reporting. He does have a long history of failure to report on a timely manner. And so my concern is him coming before this commission on a regular basis for non-reporting, not submitting his reports on a regular basis. The staff does recommend a two-year probation, and during this probation, if he incurs any other infractions, then he would lose his license, possibly lose his licenses in the future. He is here, and you can speak to him if you would like.
Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I have one question, staff.
You sure may. Mr. Robbins.
Just very quickly, is his January report received?
Yeah.
It is?
He's
all
right.
Thank you.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Habitual offender. How many offenses do we have since 2002?
Let's see. Let's go down the list. Well, he has never been before the commission, if that's what you're asking. He's not been before the commission.
This is his first time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I mean, he's habitually been late, but he's not been before the commission.
How many times is what has habitually been late? You got that
in
number?
In 2002, didn't get his reports into the office, of course, until the latter part of January 2004. 2003, 2005, he didn't get his reports in until January 2006. Reports are due on the 5th of the following month. So he's not reporting on a timely manner.
Let me get this straight. From 2002, mm-hmm. when did he get his reports in for 2002?
His reports were January, March, through October, and November of 2002 he reported the months that he worked in 2002. So he was about, you know, he's reporting in November for what he should have reported February the 5th of 2002. So you're talking 9 to 10 months late on reports.
And that's every year.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except for God.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say about?
I have a sleeping disorder, and whenever I try to sit down and do any kind of writing, I fall asleep. I'll sleep apnea. That's why I got a tray. I've got somebody now to fill out my stuff for me, so I'll be on time. I want you to hire somebody to do it for me.
Well, I don't mean to ask a flip. How do you not fall asleep when you work then? Is it because you're acting?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I really do.
When were you diagnosed with sleep apnea?
4 or 5 years ago. I don't know the exact year. But before that, it was even worse. Before I was diagnosed, it was worse. Before I got the training, it was worse.
Okay. All right. Any questions of the commission? Staff has made a recommendation. Let me explain to you what the law is. Under 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia, you can lose your license for up to 2 years. Loss, gone as of today, which means we won't have to worry about you getting your reports in for 2 years. And quite honestly, I don't think staff should have to worry about you getting your reports in. The reports are the foundation upon which all decisions are made, or primarily a lot of decisions are made. Quota allocations, decisions as far as how much, who can, when. I mean, they're very, very important. And it's just as much an important part of your job to do those reports as it is to catch the fish. Because if you do one and you don't do the other, we're going to have to take some very serious action. Quite frankly, I think probation, I mean, you've been on probation now since 2002 by not doing, every time she calls you, and has to tell you to do something, that's part of probation. Because you've been told once, you ought to get the hint. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Mr. Johnson's obviously a habitual offender. When you look at 28.2-232, revocational licenses, he seems to fit into almost every category. Evidence of repeated habitual disregard for conservation, health, and safety laws, abusive conduct. I mean, the not reporting and the fact that we have got to babysit him to report, I call that abusive. Number three, the severity of damage that has occurred. Well, as you mentioned, if we're not reporting, we can't manage the species. I think probation is too lenient. I say that we should revoke his license for the minimum of 6 months and then have probation for 2 years.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Motion made to revoke for 6 months, probation for 2 years thereafter. Is there a second?
I'll second for purposes of discussion.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Tankard has a good point that this is somebody that's consistently disregarded repeated warnings and requests for reporting. Isn't taking reporting seriously. I mean, if you know, fish aren't worth catching if they're not properly reported in today's management scheme. Reporting is absolutely essential, as the commissioner pointed out. Without it, the state can't maintain quotas, can't maintain fisheries or manage them. I think reporting has to be taken very seriously. I would offer an amendment, though, that the revocation be for a period of 90 days followed by 2 years of probation.
The maker of the motion accepts a friendly amendment. Motion on the table is 90 days revocation with a 2 year probation thereafter. Go ahead, Mr.
I'm not sure
Counsel.
You're adding up to 2 years and 90 days, and I think the statute kind of limits your administrative. The length of the administration sanction that you can get to 2 years total.
Okay, so we're talking about 90 days and
a year and 9 months.
Year and 9 months for revocation, which is 21 months, right? 12, yeah. 9, 21. Mr. Bowden.
Question for Stephanie. He has not been in front of the commission before?
No.
So how did he get on probation?
Well, he's never been on official commission probation. I think Commissioner Bowman was just saying you're being
just
on probation.
This is a term.
You know, I'll be honest. It's sad that he hasn't done a lot better job, and he definitely needs to be disciplined. But it's been my experience before I was on the commission and after I was on the commission that you always have a warning beforehand. So I agree with staff's position that he needs 2 years probation, and if he falls short 1 month, haul him in here and take it away. But the fact that he's never been in front of the commission is really our fault. I mean, it should have been brought to the attention of the commission in a much earlier time, and action should have been taken, and maybe we could have nipped it in the bud. Now we got a full-bloom flower now instead of a little bud in there.
And all due respect to my friend from Chinkte, I think what Stephanie, Ms. Iverson, has said is we have tried in the past before the last 6 or 8 months, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yes, sir.
The staff has tried diligently to police it themselves. There has been a change in the way that they have done business because they felt that it has not worked, quite honestly, that their self-policing and trying to get the working with them to work with them, when it gets to this point, they've done the best they possibly can. So as a point of order, I'm going to rule that there's a motion on the table. The motion is that the revocation, in conjunction with what counsel said, the revocation is for a period of 90 days, with the remainder allowed under 28.232 be served on probation. Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Discussion has been made, and your point has been made. Mr. Bell, further discussion, Dr. McConaughey.
Just a question. I believe the last meeting we suspended his license. Would that be an additional period of time?
That's,
or will that be counted as part of his suspension?
I don't think that should be counted.
My advice was,
yes, sir, counsel.
That would not count. That was simply because he hadn't shown up.
I just wasn't over. Sure.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Motion carries 2 noes. Mr. McCluskey and Mr. Bowden. Mr. Johnson, your license is revoked for 90 days. You'll be on probation for a period of 21 months. If you have a problem within that 21 months, you'll be brought back before the commission with a possible revocation of up to 2 years. Okay? Got to get those reports in. Thank you, sir. Any other business to come before the commission? Meeting adjourned.